What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 48 of this podcast, formerly Twinkie Beyond. Now you can find it at audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond and twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Very professional fucking radio entrance. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, and this here is my fucking shit where I talk about shit that I like to talk shit about. Yeah. Yes. So today is the end of the fucking week. Got out of work not too long ago. And now I'm headed home to just relax for the night. I know it's a Friday night, and I generally like to go out to drink, but I'm going to be drinking tomorrow because I'm going to have a bunch of people over to have a rock band party, as I like to call it, rock binging, because you're plastic rocking and you're drinking, and we normally call it rock banding, but that's when you don't drink, and I am an alcoholic, so I am not going to not drink, because not drinking is gay. And I have many teeth making me not gay. Aqua Teen Hunger Force reference. So, oh no, wait. If you have teeth, you are gay. Shit. Man, I haven't watched that show in like a decade. I hate that show. What am I talking about? Anyway, yeah, so I'm headed home and it's cold as dick balls out. And I need to do a little shoveling because I was thinking about how many people are going to be at the house tomorrow, and it's quite a few from you know what I've confirmed. And actually, last night when I texted some dude, it seems like there's going to be another four, maybe five people coming. And I only have one couch in the downstairs. Actually, I only have one couch in the whole fucking house. And last time we had two, but. We had some people hanging out upstairs, so maybe that'll happen again. I don't know. I just gotta break out I have two ottomans. I have some fucking, not even dining room chairs. They're just chairs that I got from a WWF event. Like, if you go to a WWF event and you pay, like, for the crazy, stupid, expensive tickets that you're paying way too much for at a pay-per-view, you get to keep the chair, which is fucking badass. And it's, like, the perfect souvenir, because you know, what makes more sense as a WWF souvenir than a fucking chair? Because I hit my wife repeatedly, and now I have a chair to do it with. So it just makes it better for everybody. Because my fists are much harder than a chair. I got those things going on. I got to clean up downstairs. I got to move the TV out a little. Push the couch back a bit. And do some vacuuming. Because there's a dude who's my only Asian friend, really. He is, like, super allergic to animals, apparently, and we have a cat. So the cat's going to be afraid of people, because it's going to be a bunch of people and a lot of fucking noise. And she's afraid of the rock band drum kit. I don't know why. And not even, like, before I fucking percuss on it. Is that a verb? I don't know. I don't care. As soon as I break out the drum kit, she's like, oh my god, fuck, it's a very fake drum kit. I need to run away. And so she does. So she'll be upstairs, and hopefully everybody will be downstairs. And oh yeah, I need to shovel because I don't know how many people are gonna carpool and shit. But you know, my driveway can hold four cars, but and then you can park two behind that, and then maybe two on the sides because it's a cul-de-sac. I'm thinking with at least possibly 15, 20 people. I've lost count. That's a lot of people for a rock band centric party. And, you know, let's say two people per car, that could be up to 10 cars, and I don't want to piss off my neighbors, but all at the same time, I don't really fucking care. Well, there was one party that my neighbors were having that, their fucking relatives just parked in our goddamn driveway. Fuck those assholes. But, it was because they didn't know that the people that used to live in my house, the sellers of the house, had moved, and they were really buddy-buddy with them, so they used to let them park in their driveway, but not on my fucking watch. It's my goddamn pavement, so get off my shit. So I'm gonna have a bunch of people over, and hopefully it'll be a good time. I don't invite people who fucking bring drama. If there is drama, I don't deal with drama, because I ain't no bitch. I'm no fucking woman. No offense to women, but, You have more testosterone and testosterone. You have more estrogen and boobies, and those things bring a lot of drama, especially if you don't let me touch them. So that's the whole problem. No drama. I didn't invite people who would bring drama. I have some friends who don't mix, and it's all childish bullshit. So I only invite the ones that I know will not cause drama, or the ones that I'm more loyal to. Oh, that's a little burn. And hopefully it'll be a good time. I'm not going to get as piss-ass drunk as I did last time because, two times ago because that was bad. But I had a great time last time, and everybody else did too, so it's pretty much the same group of people. My cousin from Philadelphia, she's coming down with her friends. My fucking seabag coworker, who's not a friend, coworker, but her husband's cool. He can be a friend, because I don't believe that coworkers can be friends. That's my whole philosophy on coworkers and friendships. There's no such thing. You cannot be friends with your coworkers because there's always office politics involved. And as long as there are politics involved in, status and pay and shit like that, you can't be friends because you're always looking out for yourself. And that's basically my whole thing. You can't be friends with coworkers because once they stab you in the back once, you're gonna feel double hurt. And I tell my fucking wife that all the time. She's like, "Oh, we do this, me and my coworkers." I'm like, "They're not your friends. Remember that, you stupid bitch." So no, coworkers, friends, not friends. But her husband can be my friend. He's a cool dude. She is not. He's actually her golden ticket to get into the house. And I told her if she takes any smoke breaks, I'm locking the door and not letting her back in. And it's 20 degrees out. Actually, it's going to be lower than, I think it's going to be 16 tomorrow night, which is a joke on her. Lung cancer and cold, so ha. But my cousin from Philadelphia bringing her friends. Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. The Seabag coworker, she was saying, "Oh, you know, there's no vaginas there." I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about? You're not going to be the only bitch there. I got girlfriends." And she happens to not be one, being a coworker. Hopefully a friend from Pennsylvania, a real close friend from... He lives basically on the border of Pennsylvania. I've known him since freshman, sophomore year. One of the most nicest guys I've known ever. He hopefully is coming down. He's in a band. He's in a few bands, I think. I don't know. And he has a gig in Philadelphia, where my cousin's coming from. And, he said, "Hey, unless it's going real late, I don't think I can make it." And I was like, "It will go on real late." The last few went past 3, 4, it was late. It was stupid late. And there were only like 3 of us left, and we didn't really care. We just kept playing until the fucking sun came up. It was awesome. But, and then Sunday I have all day to recuperate because even if I miss the Jets-Steelers game, I don't really give a fuck. Because I really don't care anymore because my favorite team's out. But, I'm rooting for the Jets, which sucks because I don't want to root for the Jets because I don't want them to win, but I don't want the Steelers to win because I don't like a lot of the players on the team. And I don't like, I mean, the Ravens, they lost that game. They earned that loss. They did. And, I went on that rant a few episodes ago about how, bet with your fucking head, not your heart. And, I am not one of those fans that's like, "Oh, it's bullshit, it's bullshit." No, the Ravens earned that loss. They did, period. There was a lot of officiating bullshit, really on both sides, but mainly skewed against the Ravens. But they earned that fucking loss, and I don't like to back. Like, I'll call up a team, I'll say, like, "You know what, you fucked up. You fucking fucked up, you deserve to lose." That's just how it is. I'm not fucking emotionally attached to them, I have no money invested in them, whatever. So, yeah, they deserve to lose. And, eat a dick for letting down a whole fucking state. At least the smart part of the state that backed the right team. So, that's gonna be good. I got a shovel when I get home. What else about video games? Oh yeah, Black Ops, Call of Duty Blops. I am officially fucking done playing online multiplayer, at least the main modes. I haven't tried the core ones, the ones without killstreaks and stuff. I'll probably give that a shot. But just the lag and the hit detection bullshit, that if you've played that game, you know it. It's bullshit. And I've just had enough of it. I have Turtle Beach headsets, which are like the headsets that a lot of people use to play video games, and you can hear, exactly if somebody's 20 feet away from you walking on sand towards, and you can tell exactly when they're about to turn a corner and shit. In this game, you cannot. Treyarch, they made a terrible audio system. It was just not a good system for audio. I don't know what it's called, but the audio is not good. And somehow, people can tell when I'm going around a fucking corner before I go around that fucking corner basically every time. And I don't rush around corners. I mean, I am a rusher, but I don't run around corners just fucking randomly. And it's not pre-firing. These guys just, like, very ESP know that I'm there. And every pretty much 8 out of 10 games. And it really pisses me off because that doesn't happen. Oh, excuse me. So it can't be the audio. It's just got to be bullshit. And I'm not happy about that. And also, like, I will shoot and or stab in games somebody. And then they'll fucking shotgun me. I'm dead. Or you know, whatever. Shoot me and I'm dead. And that's not cool. That's like a lag thing. And when I'm playing, like, wager matches, when I'm playing games with my friends, I say to them, I go, you know, I scream out, bullshit, I fucking killed you. Did you see it on your screen? Did I shoot on your screen? And he was like, nope. So there is lag problems everywhere. And this happens every time. And it's just bullshit. Too many campers setting up their fucking motion sensors. And they just sit in a corner and just wait for you to pass. It's bullshit. So fuck that game. I will play combat training and I will play wager matches. But even then, I don't think I'll play one in the chamber. Because everybody's a fucking pussy. And they don't know how to play the game properly. They just sit in a fucking corner. Because they can't fucking do gun-on-gun against me. Like, pistols are my new shit, and people don't want to fucking deal with it, pieces of shit. So, yeah, there's that. And, yeah, I'm done with that shit. I am done with it. And, I think I might have parked in front of their driveway. I got to do some shoveling, which is why I parked kind of behind the shit. Oh, I'm home. Aren't I? Yeah, I'm home. So yeah, if you want to play Black Ops with me, I'll play on teams, but I will not play it separately, like, by myself anymore, because that's bullshit. I get less frustrated when I'm with other people, because I step my game up, but otherwise, it's fucking bullshit. I ain't doing it no more. I might actually go back to Modern Warfare 2, just because, one, I haven't played it, you know, since it came out, since Black Ops came out, and two, I kind of miss it. So I got that, and I'm planning to play that. Otherwise, that's that. I'm home, gonna shovel a bit. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com, just fucking Google it. It's fantastic. It's a new thing, you might have heard of it, called the internet. Use it. Later, dick riders.